Foyta and welcome to Celtic Cafe. This is Pat Laffin inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day.
And this is Mark Gallagher, and you're tuned to the best Celtic music from around the world on Celtic Cafe.
It's my last Celtic Cafe, so let's make it a good one.
Summer's come at last, and the small birds are singing in the trees, and their little hearts are glad, but mine is very sad, for my true love is far away from me. Return someday, I'll return to the land that I hold dear, and it's straight I will repair to the Curragh of Kildare, for it's there I'll find tidings of my dear.
Of my dear.
You're connected to Celtic Cafe. My name is Pat Laffin, and I'm on my last trip with Celtic Cafe this week. So I thought we would play some songs and tunes that I've enjoyed over the last 23 years on the air in Connecticut, California, Arizona, Australia, and of course worldwide on CelticCafeRadio.com. We open up this week's show with one of our favourite versions of The Curragh of Kildare, the version by Brian Kennedy along with Adrian Dunbar from Brian's CD On Song. The Curragh of Kildare is an old tune, also known as The Winter's Gone and Past. And here on Celtic Cafe, we play this song almost every year at the beginning of spring. We then moved on to Ireland's greatest ambassadors of Irish music, the Chieftains, over 50 years on the road. I consider the Chieftains one of the cornerstones of the renaissance of Irish music, along with Sean O'Rida, Planxty and De Dannan. The tune we played by the Chieftains was called Lots of Drops of Brandy from the Water from the Well CD. My father was a potter, and I think that's the reason the next song has become one of my favourites. The song is called Cut by Wire, and it's written by Jeff Bartley and John Gorka, and it is performed beautifully by Ireland's own Mary Black.
The letter stopped in a minor key. A Christmas card that you drew for me, done by the hand that I knew so well. Disguised a message that you could not tell. I see you bent above your potter's wheel. The piece you're throwing is the piece you feel. The softest color and a night so true. For cups and bowls that are shaped like you. You work in porcelain cut by wire. Now as ever, lovers walk through fire. When we were breaking, we made no sound. The pieces almost touching on the ground. Now you're silent. Says there's someone there. She stands behind you as she strokes your hair. How does she hold you like a long lost friend? Or are you like me on your own again? So I write you in a minor key, wondering if there's something left for me. I'm only writing so that I can sleep. I never found another love as deep. Work in porcelain, cut by wire. Now as ever, lovers walk through fire. When we were breaking, we made no sound. The pieces almost touching on the ground. porcelain cut by wire. Now as ever, lovers walk through fire. When we were breaking, we made no sound. The pieces almost touching on the
De Dannen playing their version of George Frideric Handel's Arrival of the Queen of Sheba. They called their version Arrival of the Queen of Sheba to Galway. I mentioned earlier that De Dannen was one of my so-called cornerstones of the revival of Celtic music. And during their long career, their band included Frankie Gavin, Alec Finn, Johnny Ringo McDonough, Charlie Pigott and Dolores Keane, the original band that was. Over the years, other band members included Andy Irvine, Jackie Daly, Johnny Moynihan, Maura O'Connell, Mary Black, Eleanor Shanley and Tommy Fleming. Scotsman Eric Bogle has always been one of my favourite singer-songwriters. He left Peebles, Scotland in 1969 and emigrated to Australia, where he has lived ever since. Everybody has heard an Eric Bogle song. They include the band played Waltz of Matilda, The Green Fields of France, Leavin' Nancy, Now I'm Easy, Silly Slang Song, A Reason for It All, and the list goes on and on. But one of my favourite songs of his is called One Small Star. On the 13th of March,
1996, a gunman walked into Dunblane Primary School in Stirlingshire, Scotland, and shot dead 16 children and one teacher before he shot himself. Several songs were written for the children of Dunblane, but Eric Bogle wrote One Small Star for the parents of those children.
When I need to feel you near me, I stand in this quiet place with the silver light of countless stars falling on my face. Though they all shine so brightly, somehow it comforts me to know that some who burn the brightest died an eternity ago. But your light still shines, it's one small star to guide me and to help me hold back the dark. Your light still shining in my heart. I'm learning how to live without you, and I never thought I could. And even how to smile again, I never thought I would. And to cherish the heart's memories that can bring you back to life, though some caress me gently and some cut me like a knife. But your light still shines, it's one small star to guide me and to help me hold back the dark. Your light still shining in my heart. Infinity of time, I guess you found some answers now. I'll have to wait for mine till my light joins with yours one day to shine through time and space, and one day fall in the distant upon some stranger's face. But your light still shines, it's one small star to guide me and to help me hold back the dark. Your light still shining
Glasgow-born Eddy Reader has long been a favourite here on Celtic Cafe. She is known for her work with Fairground Attraction and for an enduring solo career, especially in the world of Celtic music. With Fairground Attraction, she topped the British charts with the hit single Perfect, and her album Eddy Reader Sings the Songs of Robert Burns is a highlight of her solo career. Here from that album is Robbie Burns' My Love Is Like a Red Red Rose and Eddy Reader.
My love is like a red, red rose. It's newly sprung in June. My heart is like a melody that sweetly plays its tune. As fair art thou, my bonnie lad, so deep in love. The seas gang dry, till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I shall love thee still, my dear, though the sands of life shall run. But fair fare thee weel a while, and I will come again, my dear, though 'twere 10,000 miles.
You're connected to Celtic Cafe, and we'll be back right after this.
She's gone, in the cold, in the cold, you're all right, 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 you're all
Welcome back to Celtic Cafe. My name is Pat Laffin, and this is my last show after 23 years on the air. But fear not, it is not the end of Celtic Cafe. Mark is still here, and he promises to keep all the great Celtic music coming to you every week, so don't touch that dial. Celtic Cafe can be heard weekly in Connecticut, California, Arizona, Australia, and of course worldwide on CelticCafeRadio.com. We open up the second half of my last show with our favorite Irish-American band, Solace, which, by the way, means light in Irish. Now, alas, Solace is no more. They have broken up. However, they got a good 20 years out of it and a dozen CDs. We played an Irish drinking song, Níl na Lá, from their very first CD, just simply titled Solace. Now, those of you who listen to Celtic Cafe regularly know that Liam Clancy is my favourite troubadour, and I couldn't have a final show without Liam. Now, years ago on Celtic Cafe, we had a feature called A Double Dose, when we played two songs by the same writer or two completely different versions of the same song and so on. So, for my final Double Dose, here are two songs written by Ewan McCall: The Shoals of Herring and sung by Liam Clancy, and the original version of Dirty Old Town, sung by the man himself, Ewan McCall, along with his wife, Peggy Seeger.
With our nets and gear, we're faring on the wild and wasteful ocean. It's out there on the deep that we harvest and reap our bread. As we hunt the bonny shores of herring, it was on a fair and a pleasant day, out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin sailing lover, for to hunt the bonny shoals of herring. Oh, we left the home grounds in the month of June, and for canny shields we soon were bearing, with 100 crown of the silver darlings that we'd taken from the shoals of herring. Now the work was hard and the hours were long, and the treatment sure it took some daring, and I used to sleep standing on me feet, and I dream about the shoals of herring. Your net rope man now, boy, you're on the move, you can swear and show a manly bearing. Take your turn on deck with the other fellas as you're following the shoals of herring. Now you're up on deck, you're a fisherman, and you're learning all about seafaring. That's your education, scraps of navigation, as you hunt the bonny shoals of herring. Stormy seas and the living gales, I earned the gear that I was wearing. Sailed 10,000 miles, caught 10 million fishes, as we hunted for the shoals of herring. And it's night and day, we're faring. Come winter wave or winter gale, sweating or cold, growing up, growing old or dying, we will hunt the bonny shoals.
Thank you.
I found my love by the gasworks croft. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. Kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Heard a siren from the dark. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smell the spring on the smoky wind.
Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on the beach. Spring's a girl in the street at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. To make a good sharp axe, shining steel tempered in the fire. We'll chop you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Next up, the signature version of a classic ballad about the 1916 Rising. The Foggy Dew was written by Canon Charles O'Neill of Port Glenmon in County Antrim, and it was written to the same air as the traditional love song, The Moorlock Shore. Now, a lot of great artists have recorded The Foggy Dew, and they have all done a good job with it. But none have done as good a job as Sinead O'Connor when she recorded it with the Chieftains.
Irish foggy dew.
When apples still grow in November, when blossoms still grow from each tree, when leaves are still green in December, it's then that our land will be free. I wander her hills and valleys, and still through my sorrow I see a land that has never known freedom, and only her rivers run free. I drink to the depth of her manhood, those men who would rather have died than to live in the cold chains of bondage, to bring back their rights were denied. Oh, where are you now when we need you? What burns where the flame used to be? Are you gone like the snows of last winter? And will only our rivers run free? Is life, but we're crying. How mellow the wine that we're drying. How fragrant the rose, but it's dying. How gentle the wind, but it's sighing. What good is in youth when it's aging? What joy is in eyes that can see when there's sorrow in sunshine and flowers, and still only a river run free?
Only Our Rivers Run Free, a song written by Mickey McConnell from County Fermanagh in Northern Ireland. He wrote the song in 1965, and at the time it was about the constitutional status of Northern Ireland. It became an instant hit in Ireland, and it was recorded by another of my cornerstones of Celtic music revival, the great folk group Planxty, Christy Moore, Andy Irvin, Donal Lunny and Liam O'Flynn. Unfortunately, the great piper Liam O'Flynn has just recently passed away. As we come to the close of my last Celtic Cafe, I'm not going to play a farewell song. I'm going to play a welcoming song to welcome you back to Celtic Cafe with Mark every week, as he brings you the best of Celtic music from around the world. Now here's Moya Brennan, Sinead O'Connor, Orla Fallon, Lumiere, Seamus Begley, Andy Irvin, Donal Lunny, Glenn Hansard, Damien Dempsey, Shane McGowan, Liam O'Malley, Paul Brady, and Cormac and Fionn De Barra with Oro Shidavahawaya.
Oro Shidavahawaya, Oro Shidavahawaya, Oro Shidavahawaya, and yes, sir, harp and tauri.
I hope you have enjoyed the music I brought to you over the past 23 years as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to you. I'm about to become one of the traveling people, so perhaps we will meet in my travels. Until then, goodbye, God bless, agus sláinte. That's it for this hour of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you.
And if you did,
please tell a friend. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe.
Until we meet again, my name is Pat Laffin.
And my name is Mark Gallagher. Goodbye.
God bless.
August Schleiter.